Welcome to Unleashed and Uncorked, the unfiltered pet salon owner's wind down, where every conversation is uncorked and no topic is too hairy. I'm Kian, your companion in this cozy corner of the internet, designed exclusively for pet salon owners who are ready to shake off the fur-covered aprons and pour themselves a glass of authenticity. In this space, we swap tales from the grooming table, share the woes and wins of running a bustling salon, and explore everything from the latest in pet fashion to the secrets behind managing a thriving business. It's your go-to spot for real talk, hearty laughs, and a community that gets it. Whether you're here to unwind after a day of back-to-back appointments or looking for insider tips to elevate your salon game, you found your pack. Grab your beverage of choice, kick back, and get ready to uncork the world of pet grooming like never before. Welcome to Unleashed and Uncorked. Hey, y'all. So welcome to another episode of Unleashed and Uncorked, where I drink a glass of wine and we talk about our grooming day as pet salon owners or those aspiring to become pet salon owners. Now, I will have to say this for those who don't know, I used to own my own business for 10 years in Austin, Texas. You know, I worked for this wonderful lady in New Orleans because I left my business and moved back home to New Orleans to be close to my mom. And, you know, I fully support the business that I work for, but my business will always be my number one baby, my, you know, previous business in Austin. But I found someone that I relate to her values, and that's just that on that. So let's get started. So right now I'm drinking a glass of Joe Gatti Marlboro Sauvignon Blanc, and it's a really good wine, and I'm winding down for the day. It was a long day for me. I had 9 dogs today. 6 of them were grooms. 3 of them were bath dogs. Or face, feet, and tails. It was a long day. I mean, being like with my company, Groomer Burnout Rescue, I have to be aware of how many dogs I'm taking each day and how I'm feeling at the end of the day. Yesterday was a hard day for me because I finished actually super early. I got in at 8 o'clock. I finished at 12:30 and I did 7 dogs. But was it quality? And, you know, that's what we need to talk about. Like, we need to talk about quality versus quantity. If you're just finishing dogs and you're not double checking your work, then you're not doing your job justice. You're not doing the people that you work for justice. And you need to, you know, think about that. Because yesterday I was so, I guess, already tired. I was already fatigued from the weekend. And I didn't recheck my dogs. And guess what? My boss, the owner of the salon, she went over one of my dogs. And it was, you know, definitely, you know, her responsibility, and it was my responsibility to not have the dog sent out the way that it was sent out. Like, she had to fix its head, she said, and its paws. These are simple things. These are simple things that should come, like, immediately, like, you know, as being a groomer, like, paws and face. That's immediate. That means that yesterday, I was burned out. Now, I have to tell you, not every day I'm burned out. Like, I know when I'm burned out for sure, like, every day. I do know. So, yeah. So, I do know when I'm burned out. And, you know, like, do you know when you're burned out? Especially as a pet salon owner, can you feel it? Like, it feels different, especially when you have a full team that's looking at you for all the answers. Being burned out as a pet salon owner fucking sucks. I've been there before. I've did it. It's really, it takes a lot out of you. In fact, it like, even if you're not grooming as the salon owner, it takes as much out of you as if you're grooming for the day. Like, you know, like, because you're running the front desk, you're picking up your worker slack, you know, things like that. So just keep in mind when you're burned out. I mean, after all, the name of my company is called Groomer Burnout Rescue. When you're burned out, slow the fuck down. You gotta slow down. So let's get into today's topic. We're talking about crafting the right job listing. You know, a lot of pet salon owners have this, you know, this generic ad up. Hey, I'm looking for a pet groomer, 1099, 8 to 3 o'clock, must be able to groom, past 2 years of experience, or groom all breeds. And it's the same generic pet groomer ad that I have seen in a million and one freaking, you know, job postings for pet groomers. Like, pet groomers, I mean, let's just be honest, we are a weird breed. We love animals and we cater to these animals, and 9 times out of 10 we speak animal language. And, you know, like, some of our workers that we hire as pet salon owners, they don't deal well with clientele, but they deal well with pets. So you have to include your personality into the job listing. And a lot of pet salon owners aren't doing that. The place where I work now, you know, like, the listing was generic, but for me, I wasn't looking for anything extra because I know how to handle myself. The listing included, if I'm not mistaken, because it was over a year ago, it was job hours and the amount of pay that I would make. And I was like, oh, okay, this is great, you know, because I know I can work anywhere. I can make anywhere a good place to work because of my work ethics and how I am. And mostly because I owned a dog grooming business before. So, yeah, if you are in the market for another groomer, you need to up your job listing game. Yeah, you definitely need to up your job listing game. First impressions are everything. I would definitely go with, if you can, a video posting. Because one, the person applying, the applicant, can see your face. They can see, you know, instantly see the culture of the salon. You can showcase your quirky side of the salon. You can showcase your business side of the salon. You can do a quick run through, you know, of the salon, or a quick, oh, hey, here's a day in the life of such and such salon. You know, hey, if you want to work here, then shoot us an email. You will make such and such amount of dollars a week. And we pay weekly, and or we pay biweekly. And we love this and we love that. And if you love it too, then hey, apply. I bet that you will have people eating out of your hand. Like, you have to be different. And the more different you are, the more of qualified applicants that you will get. And so just a few, like, tips, like business tips about, like, job listing postings. Highlight your unique selling points about working at your salon. Highlight if it's flexible hours. Like, if your workers come in at 8 o'clock and they leave just soon when their dogs are done. So that can be anywhere from 12 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, but soon when their dogs are done, they're out the door. So that can mean that your workers are working a 20-hour week shift, but they're getting full-time pay. Some workers want that lifestyle. I mean, that's pretty freaking amazing. You know, highlight if there's ongoing training at your salon. Like, if you do once a month training, like, hey, I'm going to show some training. Like, this is what I like at my salon. This is how I want the dogs here to go out. Like, you know, then you can do stuff like that. You want to have a supportive team environment. I worked, you know, at a place where there was a girl and she was not a team player. I mean, if I'm going to be honest, like, she told everyone that I was the devil and that people will see as soon as she left how evil I was. That was definitely not a team environment. Everyone who knows me knows that I try to help everyone. It knows how much I love animals. And even to this day, I still talk to clients that I had in Austin because they love me and I love them and we formed a bond. And so, yeah, you want a supportive team environment. You want to showcase that as a unique selling point in your job listing. Also, if you do not want to do a video, you do not have to, because first of all, I suck at videos. I feel like I look awful on video. And even me doing this podcast, like, is a little iffy for me. So, but I felt like I need to share the knowledge that I have of over 20 years of pet grooming. But if you don't want to do the video, you need to learn the art of writing job descriptions as informative and engaging. You want your job listing to include everything that a video job listing would include, but, you know, in writing. So you want that to come across in writing. You want to be as descriptive as possible. You want to be as clear as possible about role expectations. You want to be as clear as possible about necessary qualifications. You want to be as clear as possible about how your salon runs. Like, do you guys have a bather that bathes all your dogs? Okay, hey, we have a bather. Our bather bathes all our dogs. We rarely have to blow dry our dogs. And we get to leave between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the middle of the day and go home and relax. You know, showcase that in your job description. You know, you want to be able to stand out. You want to be able to have different strategies that reach a wider audience. You know, and you want to use different job boards too. I know Indeed is like usually pretty good for stuff like that. And they also have an aptitude test too for dog groomer, which is actually pretty cool. And so even on Indeed, you can put a video link for a video listing of your job ad, but also use other job boards. You know, also, if you have local grooming schools around you, engage with local grooming schools or call the freaking Paragon School of Grooming and see what they have like in the area and see if you can work with them to get a new groomer that you can like apprentice and train to be exactly what you want them to be. So we have some questions from the class. And one of the listeners asked for advice on balancing the need to be a professional with the desire to show the salon's fun and quirky side in a job listing. Hey, hell yes. Show your fun and quirky side because you don't want someone that is not going to vibe at your salon. Trust me, if they don't vibe, the whole salon is going to be fucking off. So you want to show your fun and quirky side. And you can still show the professional side, like, hey, like, this is so-and-so salon. Like, this is how we operate. This is how we do things. But hey, we also have a fun and quirky side. Check this shit out. You know, you can do that. So I definitely support, you know, doing your ad and also showcasing the fun and quirky side. I have another question about how to gauge the effectiveness of a job listing in attracting the right candidates and whether there are metrics to watch. Okay, yeah. So in order to attract the right candidate, you need to be very clear and very precise on what exactly the hell you're looking for. If you want 2 years of experience, say that. If you want 5 years of experience, say that shit. If you want fucking 10 years of experience, you better fucking voice your opinion, because there are a million groomers out here and you can get all kinds of shit. Like, I worked at a place where a lady said she had so much experience, and she did, but her teachings were not correct, you know? And so, like, hey, are you experienced in all breeds? Yes, I'm experienced in all breeds. You know, there can be a technical test that you offer to a groomer before officially hiring them. I know at Petco and PetSmart, they do a technical test, and it's a Cocker Spaniel. It's a poodle with a lamb clip, and it's a miniature schnauzer. And honestly, I think this should also be a shih tzu, like some type of generic teddy bear cut with a round face. Because you want to, like, that's every day. These are grooms that's done all the times. These are cuts that's done all the times. So when you're trying to attract the right candidates and the metrics to watch, yeah, definitely, like, state what you want. Like, state, like, the qualifications that you want. Like, be forward about it. And also say, hey, when you get hired, there will be a technical exam, you know? Because some salons, like some smaller salons, operate high scale. The salon that I work at operates high scale. And we groom all breeds of dogs. All breeds. And so you better know your shit when you work at a salon like that. Okay? And so another question that I had was, a salon owner was curious about the potential pitfalls to avoid when drafting job listings that might inadvertently turn top talent away. Hey, if you're clear about what you want, you're not going to turn top talent away. In fact, if it turns anyone away, then it just means that they're not confident enough to work at your salon. You have to have also the confidence to know that. Like, hey, if my salon listing is turning potential top talent away, then, hey, they may not be top talent. Like, you have to think like that. If someone if you're drafting your job listing in the way that I described earlier, then you're going to know that the talent that is applying to your job listing, they know their shit. They're excited. They're going to be on the fun and quirky side if you've showcased that in your job listing or video job listing, and they're going to be what you want. So don't worry about that. Like, you know, just follow what I told you earlier. Like, you know, just be clear and precise in what you want. And another question asks about the best platforms for posting job listings to maximize visibility and to attract qualified applicants in the grooming industry. Okay, so there is a site called petgroomingads.com. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's petgroomingads.com. Let me double check that right now. I found a lot of jobs that way. And you can post on this if you want to. I think it's a small fee. And also, believe it or not, oh, look, they moved. Okay, so it's petgroomer.com/classifieds/. And that's where you can go. And you'll be able to post on that. And a lot of people who are like groomers who are groomers, they know about this site. So if a groomer like finds you on this site, like it's pretty good. Another site I would do is definitely Indeed, because Indeed does a technical multiple choice exam, and you can post your link for if it's a video ad and things like that. So I do definitely recommend Indeed. And then I also recommend using social media. I think social media will be awesome, because if a client sees it, you know, maybe they know someone or someone mentioned that they want to get into dog grooming that they can send your ad to. So definitely use social media and go from there. So definitely Indeed, definitely petgroomer.com/classifieds. And I would also put it into Craigslist. People go to Craigslist to search for jobs. And I'm in a small, like a semi-small town. I'm in New Orleans. So people use some of the magazines that we have here. So if you're in a semi-small town, use magazines that people pick up, like for entertainment. Use that. Like get an ad out, like get a half page ad out if you want to. If you want to attract the right person to your salon that's going to be with you for a while. And like I said, groomers are fucking weird. Like you want to definitely make sure that you're attracting the right person, because if you don't, your life will be fucking hell. Trust me. I know this from experience. So I think that includes our topic for today. This is going to be a series on hiring the right person for your salon. And so please listen to us for the rest of the week. I'll always start off with how my day went at work and what I'm drinking. And hopefully you can just wind down after work yourself and have a glass of wine or a glass of tea or a glass of coffee or whatever you drink. So until next time, bye pet salon owners and aspirants. See you later.
And just like that, it's time to put the cork back in the bottle as we wrap up another episode of Unleashed and Uncorked, the unfiltered pet salon owners wind down. Once again, I'm Kian, and it's been an absolute pleasure sharing this time with you, diving into the nitty-gritty of pet salon ownership, and of course, uncorking a few truths along the way. As always, I like to share that we do have a groomers retreat network where us groomers travel and get out the salon to avoid burnout. So if you would like to know more information about that, shoot us a DM on Instagram at groomer_burnout_rescue. Remember, this is your community, so we want to hear from you. Got a story to share, a question to ask, or simply need to vent about a day gone hairy? Reach out through our socials or drop us an email. And if you found a little solace or a helpful tip in today's conversation, consider following or subscribing to our podcast on your favorite platform. Until next time, keep those tails wagging, spirits high. And remember, in the world of pet grooming, it's perfectly fine to let your hair down once in a while. Farewell from Unleashed and Uncorked, where the stories are real and the wine is always poured freely. Cheers.